Welcome to the WGRT Local News Podcast, connecting you to Michigan's Thumb Coast. I'm your host, Jesse Wiegand, and today we are talking with Dr. Fabian, Jordan Frontiero, and Michaela Vendetti from the Port Huron Civic Theater production of Shrek the Musical. So welcome, everyone.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
So who wants to start by telling me how awesome this show is going to be this year?
I guess I'll take that one. I'm Dr. Fabian, and I am producing Shrek the Musical this year for Port Huron Civic Theater. It's my first time producing, but it's not my first time being in one of the productions. And this one is just fantastic. We have a talent that ranges from adults to small children. Our youngest in the play is 5, but most of them are, you know, most of the main characters are adults. And you wouldn't know that with how much we play. The singing is great. The dancing is great. Wait till you see our choreography. It's fantastic.
Yeah. So is that the fun thing about doing civic theater? Because it's such a wide range of ages that you as adults do get to play, because there's a 5-year-old and, you know, 27-year-olds running around, and you get to kind of tap into that part of your personality.
I think so. I think it brought out a lot of energy in myself that I didn't expect. I haven't done kid shows ever. So was like an interesting, like, new experience. And also, yeah, just like so much childish joy. So, yeah, it's great.
And so who are either of you working with choreography? Because I know both of you are dancers, both Jordan and Michaela. So share a little bit about what your roles are in the show.
I think that's probably kind to say I'm involved with dance. But actually, my younger sister, Mia, is the choreographer for Shrek the Musical. And she has been shipping back and forth from Detroit, because she's majoring in theater at Wayne State University. So we are trying our best, because dance is certainly not my forte. And I feel like I'm throwing my body around like a rag doll trying to learn. But we are diligent, and we really try our best despite our floppy feet. So I'm dancing more than I ever have. What about you, Michaela?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sore today alone from yesterday's rehearsal. Yeah, it's tough, but it's good.
We have numbers that are just jazzy. We have numbers that are tap dancing. Get ready to clap your hands.
Okay. So what are the correlations between Shrek, what everyone's familiar with, the movie, and then Shrek the Musical? Like similarities, differences?
Yeah, absolutely. So it really does track through in relation to the movie. I feel like it just kind of stops at big emotional moments that are advantageous to elaborate upon, such as Fiona being rescued from her tower, Shrek and Donkey lamenting about who they would be if they weren't a donkey and an ogre, Lord Farquaad giving backstory about why he's a little man pursuing a kingdom full of people who are all wearing and acting the same. And it just, yeah, just giving those like elaborative moments through song, as musicals are so apt to do. So it's still the beloved tale that everybody is used to and grew up with, but with a slightly more jazz hand than previous.
Maybe a little more emotional, like I might have to bring tissues.
Yeah, absolutely. There are definitely some big emotional numbers. And Andy St. Cyr, who's playing Shrek, really is trying to wound everyone in the theater because of how beautiful his voice is and how much he invests in those big, sad numbers.
Yeah, he really pulls you in.
Yeah.
Emotionally.
Yeah.
And then I think that, you know, you're used to seeing the actors play these parts a certain way. And we've done a little bit of tweaking here and there with, like, Donkey might have a different accent, or Jordan is more funny than any Fiona I've ever seen. So the drama and the comedy is different in this show than any other Shrek I've seen, or Shrek the Musical.
And so that's probably the beauty of being able to act and do live theater, is that even though there is a script and there is a way to play a certain character, you also get to bring your personality in, right? So how are you doing that, Michaela, in your role?
So Pinocchio, he never really got like a, this sounds so cinematic, I don't know, like he never really got like much of a anything. So it's cool to be able to like, there's also like those moments with Pinocchio where he's also real. And, like, gets to, like, share his feelings. So I get to bring, I don't know, something to it that, like, hasn't been told before. I also just love playing in his voice. It's a lot of, like, up in the nose and blah, blah, blah. And that's just fun to do. So I'm just having a great time bringing myself into him also. So
yeah.
Yeah.
And so how has that worked out for you, Jordan, a.k.a. Fiona?
It's just been lovely because, like you said, it's scripted. And because we get those scripts from an organization, we have to stay pretty true to the words of it for legal reasons. But the context and the nonverbals in between is where the fun happens. And as we get the book out of our hands when we're learning lines, then we can start to act and have these like unspoken dynamics with the people on stage with us, which has been kind of what we've been doing this week, which has been really fun. And the other cool part about it is just seeing what little kids do, because I've been part of Civic for probably a decade through my younger sister and my dad, and seeing these kids grow. So Vince Oldford, who's playing Donkey, has been part of Civic since he was just a little poopy pants kid. So to see him interacting with, you know, the younger kids, modeling, you know, his own kind of thoughts and processes in theater, seeing kiddos like try out different things with their characters too. There's a lot of the ability to be dynamic. So with Fiona, just kind of, you know, you have to be really empathetic in theater and see how people are feeling, how they're moving. And I try my best to kind of be reactive in those moments instead of just with the script and the words.
Yeah, it's so funny because you're a mind reader. I was going to ask you, like, how have you seen the kids grow? Because I think that theater, art, the arts in particular, have been such a blessing to kids since we're coming out of, you know, these kind of darker times of COVID and times where kids were having to isolate. And now you guys get to be in a room together. You get to practice together. You get to be on stage. And you have in your last show. But are you seeing any change as the kids are coming back together and you're getting to work with them, be in community again, doing theater?
These kids are the kids that maybe aren't in the sports or in the popular group all of the time. But when they come together in this Civic family, they blossom and are so happy. Everything about their personality comes up better. Especially when we get into McMorran, when we're just practicing like at the convention center and stuff, they're a little distracted and things with their friends. But once we get onto the stage in McMorran, they really do shine and they want to practice more. Especially those 5 and 6 year olds. I have one of them myself, and she likes to hide under the table during practice. But you put her on that stage and she shines.
She knows it's business time now.
She knows what's happening. Yeah. Yes. Yes. And then the other thing that we did with this script is that there was more people who tried out than there was parts for.
Oh, okay.
So instead of just cutting people, we added fairy tale creatures and
you have a huge town now.
Yes. Like as I am the old woman in the shoe and I have 6 children. So basically I'm going to babysit on stage, but I don't have to because actually the 9-year-old tells me where to go.
So, oh, there you go.
Which helps.
Yeah. It sounds like Civic Theater is a big family. I've been able to observe you guys a little bit and then I've heard enough positive stuff to know that it's like a big family. So as you come to the point where now you're trying to ask the community to come out and join your family party and support you while watching this show, what would you like to say to them?
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that question. Yeah, kind of banging off what Cammy said, we have such a diverse group of individuals. We have a lot of neurodiverse kids, kids with ADHD, kids on the spectrum, adults. Adults on the spectrum, adults who are, you know, coming into being more comfortable singing and dancing and acting in front of people. So my message to the community would be that Civic is open to anybody. Our doors are always open, no matter what you're bringing to the stage or to practices. We are representative of this community and in St. Clair County and having the opportunity to be able to grow and learn and bond and have one another's back has been kind of the paramount joy in working with Port Huron Civic Theater because you can be exactly who you are and we will find a place, we will find a role, we will find a job. It doesn't have to be on stage, could be backstage, could be with the tech set building. We have a woman who does puppetry, so we actually have a puppet dog in the show as well because that is what she loves and that is her passion. So come see us. And obviously, if you want to, come join us too and have some fun.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. This is really fun. And where can people go to get their tickets for Shrek, the musical?
The show is going to be at McMorran. So you can get your tickets at McMorran.com or you can go to the box office. You can also pick them up at the door. Our show is running from November 11th to November 13th. On the 11th, we have one at 7 o'clock. On Saturday, it is at 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock, and Sunday's at 2.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jesse Wiegand.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for joining me today on the WGRT Local News Podcast. I'm your host, Jesse Wiegand, and it's been a pleasure connecting you to Michigan's Thumb Coast.